From Kentucky across the Mississippi line, back to Louisiana, gonna have a good time. Coming back home to Louisiana.
Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up tomorrow night, Friday, May 11th at 7 p.m., Smithfield Fair returns to the Coughlin Saunders Performing Arts Center in Alexandria. And joining me now via phone is Matt Henry, Executive Director of the Arts Council of Central Louisiana, along with Dudley Brian Smith, co-founder of Smithfield Fair. And they're going to share the details with us about this concert. Matt and Dudley, thanks so much for joining me.
Good to be here. Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. So Matt, let's discuss the A-Town Evening Series. What is this about? And give us, kind of fill us in on what the details are.
Sure. Well, for the past couple of years, we have started presenting a series of different concerts featuring regional and local musicians alike in a cabaret-style atmosphere. We, of course, have for years done an A-Town jazz event. So this is a roaming version of that, only we're not just necessarily limiting ourselves to jazz with A-Town Evenings. So, again, it's going to be a great and another intimate cabaret-style event featuring some very popular local artists.
And when you say cabaret style, give us a definition of what cabaret style
is. Well, sure. And this is taking place, by the way, in the lobby of the Coughlin Saunders Performing Arts Center. So we'll have round tables set up with candlelight. So, again, that's where we're talking about the cabaret style setting. There's going to be light food items available. There's going to be a cash bar. And, then the room's going to be dimly, tastefully lit. To augment the wonderful music folks will hear.
Are you going to bring in a smoke machine to create that kind of New York smoky atmosphere?
I have a hazer. Thank you for reminding me. I might bust that out for this. It depends on the band. Some people, bothers them a little bit.
Right, yeah. I was just thinking, when I think of cabaret, I think of, 1920s Germany.
And, the good old days, yeah.
Yeah, the good old days and those smoky bars.
Some city ordinance where I don't think they'll be doing much smoking.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't like that anymore anyway. So, Dudley, how long has it been actually since you've played in Alexandria?
It's actually only been a year, Bill. We had the pleasure of performing at A-Town Evenings last year. That was in the Hearn Theater that time. It was an absolute wonderful evening. We had a great audience, filled the place up, and Matt and his crew were just terrific to work with. So we're really looking forward to being back again.
Now, you've been around for, a couple of years as a band, just a few. So could you give us a brief history of Smithfield Fair and how you all evolved?
I can, Bill. We've actually been around 45 years. We're the longest running or continuously running singer-songwriter outfit in this part of the country, especially in Louisiana. We are basically natives of central Louisiana, at least two of us are. Bob actually lives there. I live in Baton Rouge with Jan, our other member. We started out in Pensacola, though, while I was in the service over there, and after three or four years there, we moved back to Alexandria. We performed as Charmer for the next decade or so, a couple of decades. And then we made a, call it foolish, call it strange move, whatever it was. We changed our name to Smithfield Fair. Same members. We just went into a more Celtic direction. After a couple of decades with that, we sort of reemerged doing back to our original material. And that's kind of where we are today. We're singer-songwriters, great harmonies with lots of acoustic instrumentation. We have a great time with the audience, too, because the audience always interacts, and we've got some real surprises for them when we come back what we consider hometown this time.
And give us an idea. Smithfield, where does that come from?
Smithfield Fair is part of my family. My family came over from Britain in the late 1600s and founded the town of Smithfield, Virginia, known for its ham, so that works pretty well with us. But it's basically a family name, Smithfield Fair, and it kind of goes back and harkens on all of those things. So we felt it kind of encapsulated our entire history, taking in some of the the sources that we use, the Celtic things, the old British material that we incorporate, and our own songs as well.
And how did you just land on the idea of bringing the Celtic influence? Is it something that is part of your family that has just grown up with, or did you just fall in love with the Celtic sound and that Celtic music tradition?
No, we're actually of Scots heritage. The whole band at one time, during the time we changed over, all four of us had Scottish heritage. We knew of that heritage from our childhood, and my grandmother used to come with Dr. Francis Bryan and our music teacher, Miss Connell, and they would, every year on Burns' birthday, or around that time in January, they'd come and sing Burns songs for us at our school, and then, of course, Dr. Bryan would come back and recite Tam O'Shanter around Halloween for the kids and scare the bejeepers out of them. And so this is really something that we've had all along. We learned these songs as children, and the further we went along, we just found ourselves drifting more and more to that. And then once we decided we were going to go in and change that, we felt we kind of naturally moved in that direction. We had a whole ready source of material that we did, and then we, of course, began writing songs in those styles as well. So it was a very natural progression for us, but the natural progression continued in that we, even though we continue to play some Scottish traditional music and some of our own in those styles, we've now moved back into a concentration on the original songs.
And, of course, there's a dinner up here in Shreveport honoring Robert Burns, and of course, there's the Highland Festival up here as well. You've played at many of these different Celtic and Scot-Irish festivals around the country.
That's right. We've played all over the country, even in Scotland, for Scottish events. We played at one time as many as 7 Burns suppers a year. We've done St. Andrew's dinners. We've done Highland games. We've done a complete round of Scottish events, both musical and some just cultural events. So we've really, and we became known at one point as one of the foremost presenters of traditional Scottish music. And now that seems to have grown into Alexandria finally, which is kind of ironic because they have their own Scottish society now, which is, as I said, ironic because we grew up knowing that a lot of the people that we grew up, went to school and church with, and, they were all of Scots heritage. They were people that sort of immigrated and came over there and settled in central Louisiana.
Yeah, Northwest Louisiana has a fairly large ancestral Scot-Irish and Scottish heritage all
it
throughout
sure
this area.
Sure does. That's right. Part of the Celtic Trail as the Scots moved westward, trying to find open land and opportunities for their families.
Starting out in Appalachia, where the Scot-Irish settled and gave us Appalachian music and the sound of Appalachian and bluegrass music.
That's right. Bluegrass is a direct descendant of Scottish music.
Absolutely. So now you've been producing and in the studio here over the years. You've got a couple of CDs out. What do you have new on the horizon for folks?
Well, actually, in 2017, we released our newest CD, Evermore, recorded in Alexandria, as we've done for years. It's a concentration on a dialogue between people and families and people in relationships. It's the newest thing that we've done, and we'll have some of those, and we'll perform some of that music for this concert. But the thing that we're working on now, again in Alexandria, is a collection of more spiritual songs. We do every few years. We do sort of a theme album. We did the Winter Kirk, which was exceedingly popular back in 2011, and then we've moved forward. In 2001, we did a number of different themes. We did a Burns album, that sort of thing. And now we're to the point where we're doing more gospel-type material for that project. That doesn't mean that we will focus on just that in our performances, but we will include, which we've always done, we'll always include that in our performance.
Just some good old-time religion tunes, right?
That's right. Take you to church.
From the Scottish heritage.
So, that's it.
Now, you are also going to be coming up to Shreveport here in June, and that is for a particular event, and that is our fun drive.
Yeah, and we're really looking forward to it. We've done that before with you, and
yes.
It works out very well. We have a good time doing it, and we're looking forward to this time nonetheless, and we'll bring some new material and some brand new songs for people up there that they've never heard and some that they're familiar with.
All right. So now, Matt, what else does the Arts Council have coming up? You're just wrapping up your season, but give us a layout of what you guys are doing down there in the coming year and in the past year.
Well, yeah, as you said, we're just Smithfield Fair will actually be the last presentation of this particular season. We just finished up this year during some pretty wide array, I think, of some great programming. We brought professional dance here with Body Traffic. We had a spectacular performance that was sold out during our winter fet, one of our festivals we have down here. Lightwire Theater, we presented this year, a great company out of New Orleans that does some really unique, interesting theater with the use of just light, as well as we've just concluded our Southern Circuit Tour of Independent Films for this year, and we are happy to say that we're bringing that series back next year, and we're in the vetting process for that right now. So that's where we are as far as what the Arts Council is presenting currently. There's a lot of other stuff going on in Alexandria, and for the folks out there, if you're in our area and you really want to have a good overview of what's going on, please go to ticket-central.org on the internet, and that's our ticketing website where we try to help get the word out for not only the things that we do, but all of our cultural partners here in Central Louisiana. Spectral Sisters, our local theater company that writes and produces their own plays, is having their 10-minute play festival coming up here starting May 17th. That's a great event down here in the Hearn Stage that if you haven't checked that out before, it's something really unique, and they're one of the only groups like Smithfield Fair. They're one of the only groups in our region doing what they do. There's a couple of great art camps coming up, being presented by our local Treehouse, the Children's Exploratory Museum, for two different age groups, and those kick off here in late May and another one in June. Our Red River Chorale has a concert coming up here in early June.
And that's a medieval concert, is it not?
The medieval feast, yeah. Yes. So you'll want to get your medieval feast of the Red River Chorale on June 2nd. So that's just a little bit of what's going on. Like I say, there's a lot more, and we really appreciate people coming out and supporting us as well as all our cultural partners. And again, ticket-central.org as well as our website, louisiana-arts.org, for the Arts Council. You can get an overview of what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish, and have with the help of a lot of good people.
And for folks who think there's not anything to do in Alexandria or the surrounding area, just go to these two websites. I think you'll find something to do there, because I was looking through and I was thinking, boy, there's a lot of stuff to do there.
There sure is. It's a good problem to have for a small community. You know, sometimes when we have simultaneous events, it's challenging, but at the same time, it's great for our community. They have choices, and there are lots of things going on for people to enjoy. Just got to get out there and do it.
All right. And Dudley, what other shows do you have coming up around the Red River Radio listening area? I know you guys are always performing somewhere, it seems like.
We're performing a little less right now. A number of reasons. We've got some projects going on. We'll be at Louisiana Folklife Festival in July.
Okay.
That's in Natchitoches. And, of course, as you mentioned, we'll be doing the fun drive at Red River Radio June 7th, I believe that's right.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to that. Again, this setting for what we're doing at A-Town Evenings is perfect for us. As you know, we were always known as the perfect cafe band, so this works out really well for us. We're going to do a concentration on things that people know. A lot of this program was put together from things that audience members specifically asked for. So we're looking forward to that. And then the fall is shaping up nicely. We'll have more information on that on our website, SmithfieldFair.com.
And for those fathers out there who would like to treat their wives and mothers to a nice night out, this is a great Mother's Day event.
It sure is, yes.
Matt, fill folks in on how they can get tickets and find out more information about all of this.
Sure. Well, it's going to sound like a broken record, but again, the best place to go is ticket-central.org, and you can get your tickets online right there. There's links to the Ticket Central on the Arts Council website if you happen to find yourself there, or you can call us at 318-484-4474. And a very special opportunity people have with this particular concert, I don't know that we've touched on it yet, but each person who buys a pre-sale ticket is going to receive a three CD set,
there you go,
including Companions from 2014, Stick Brick and Mortar 2013, and Winds of Time 2004. Does that sound correct, Dudley?
That's correct, and the good thing about that collection is if they listen to the radio or to television, they're seeing a lot of promotions for the American sugarcane growers, and they're using our sweet sugarcane off of Stick Brick and Mortar in those promotions. So it's become quite well known, and we've had some friends from out of state have let us know that this is happening all over the state. So here we are, generating out from Sinlaw to the rest of the state.
All right. So any final thoughts either of you'd like to share about this series or any upcoming concerts?
I think there's always something happening in Central Louisiana. Every time we go up there, there's more to do than we can take in a lot of times, and I'm very proud of that. I grew up the son of a musical family, and in my dad's time, it was a crossroads back then of music, and there were bands coming through all the time. There were musicians coming through, and I applaud Matt's efforts in that and the Arts Council's efforts to get people to stop there and to focus on not only what's coming through, but what's from the area, and it's a very creative area.
Yeah, I couldn't said it any better. Thank you, Dudley. We look forward to having you here tomorrow, as usual. Like we touched on, it was a great success and a big hit last year. I'm pretty sure these guys always are. So we're ready, and we hope you'll get your tickets ahead of time so you can really take advantage of that great gift from the band, the 3D CD set. It's quite a deal for $15.
Yeah, a great chance to fill out your music collection with some great music. I have all three of those CDs. I can attest to they are very fine performances.
Thanks, Bill.
You betcha. Well, thank you so much, Matt and Dudley, for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Matt Henry, Executive Director of the Arts Council of Central Louisiana, along with Dudley Bryan Smith, founding member of Smithfield Fair. And they joined me to share details about Smithfield Fair's performance at the Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center in Alexandria tomorrow night, Friday, May 11th at 7 p.m. For complete details, you can contact the Arts Council of Central Louisiana at www.louisiana-arts.org, or you can call 318-484-4474. That's 318-484-4474. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
It will be a good land where I shall lie. Yeah.